Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Lou, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there. Peace and greetings to you guys from joining us from all over the world. Welcome to the remix tonight on this very, very special night. It's a day after Halloween. It is November the 1st. 2013. Now, I want to first start out by saying welcome to all of you out there, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to the remix. And also, I want to invite you guys to know that the chat room is open. I'm going to give you some directions if you're calling in, and no matter where in the world you're calling in from, you are more than welcome to call on in and come on in the remix. So, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And that's going to get you, if you want to listen in on the phone lines, you can certainly do that as well. If you're calling in from an international country, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to lock you right in. Also, you are free to come on over and join us in the chat room. The chat room is open, and the remix family is in the chat room, and they are sure to make you feel welcome. And all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked in, and it's going to get you right there in the remix. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time in the forum, welcome to you. So glad to have you here. So glad to have you here with more than over 2 million subscribers who listen from all over the world to the remix. And all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom, sign up. It takes about 2 minutes. Tell us who you are and come on in. The remix family will make you feel right at home. And you're here to keep up with all the things that are going on with the remix. And also, I want to remind you guys, you can also subscribe to the remix by going over to iTunes. And you can do that right here from the Remix Radio page by clicking on the purple little iTunes button and subscribe. And you can go back to all of the archives. It's over 500 plus archives there. Brothers and sisters from all walks of life, all parts of the world, for you to come on and to get into the show. So greetings to you. I see so many of you guys on the phone lines, and I see you guys getting yourself set up in the chat room. Welcome to the remix. Welcome to the remix, and welcome everyone here tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about activating the energy grid of Osiris. That's what we're going to be talking about here. And also, I'll remind you guys to go back and download. If you did not hear the last show that was done on the remix, you definitely want to go back and you want to download that show, as well as all of the remix shows here, because it's so much flavor. Yeah, I guess that's the right word to use. It's just so much flavor, and you get so much flavor. It's going to be a special announcement I'm going to be making here tonight. So so excited about that for the mixed family. But peace and greetings to you guys out there. So glad to have everybody in the house. Tonight we're going to be giving out some international shouts out because I see my international listeners out there listening. International listeners out there. listenings and welcome you guys. It's been an amazing week for readings, some beautiful energy from brothers and sisters all over the world and our amazing babies out there. So just got a chance to just connect on so many different levels. I also want to do this because you guys know it's Friday night. And that's for everybody who's self-invested. That is for everybody who became self-invested. One, a welcome to you, greetings to you for becoming self-invested. And also, I want to remind you, this weekend in self-invested, it's going to be all about money. We are going to have a financial expert to come on to really give us the ins and outs about money. About everything you ever wanted to know about money. That's going down this weekend in Invested. And this brother definitely knows his stuff, and he is going to be bringing it. He's going to be talking about money, how to get that currency, get that frequency in alignment for what you want, those things you wanted to desire in your life. And it couldn't come at a better time for everybody. So lots of the things that we're going to be talking about for self-invested. And I just want to say welcome to everyone who's self-invested. So glad that you guys are joining us in this amazing journey that we're on. I promise you guys it would always be changing. It will never stay the same. And that has held true. Peace and greetings. I see you guys getting yourself set up. And it's so good to see you guys in the forum tonight. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. And so tonight we got a lot of things that we're going to be covering. We'll be taking your calls as well. I'll take your calls here, find out what's going on in your world from there. I also want to remind you again, so you know the Kim Deck orders go out this weekend. And so you can just look in the show notes, www.msblueblast.com/cards. And that's how you can get your Kim Deck, and you can read what brothers and sisters from all over the world have to say about it and how they've been working with their deck. And I know many of you got your decks this weekend. So don't forget, if you haven't gone over there, to just kind of share your stories because that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful space that we have here with the Remix, and we all come together being a part of this life consciousness, being part of the origin, those of us who are the innovators on the planet moving forward. We're doing the work for real, real life alchemy happening here from that point of love and just moving that energy and pushing it out all over the globe to everyone who comes in contact with us. It's really good to hear your stories and for you to have a place where you can express it. So whether that's over on the Remix Radio page or if that is going over to where the Kim Deck is and sharing your story, how you're using the Kim Deck, you guys are coming up with all kinds of spreads and you're doing all kinds of things with it. It's helping you in your day-to-day life, just so many amazing things that you're doing. And just knowing your magic, living your life with a passion, and living your life with a purpose is just so powerful. So I love it. I love it when I go over to Facebook and I see that you guys posted stuff in the Remix Radio group, things that are helpful to each other, things that are done from that place of love and just really wanting to spread that energy. It is so powerful. So I thank you guys for that, as well as the Remix Radio page too. So peace and love to everyone and greetings to everyone in the forum tonight. Welcome to the Remix as we get ready to get started here. So tonight, we're going to be talking about sort of a lot of this energy that's happening happening right now. And tonight's show, you do want to grab you a piece of paper and a pen and something to write with, because we're going to be talking about activating the energy grid of Osiris, or his ancient Kemetic name of Asar. We want to talk about activating that, because that energy grid is here and it's opening up that ley line of really just getting back to that place of pure love. And so we'll be talking about the goddess Aset and Asar tonight. Aset and Asar tonight, Isis and Osiris tonight, and really getting into a real life activating ritual here tonight. So you want to get a piece of paper and something to write with. We'll be getting into that a little bit later here in the show. So greetings to everybody. Welcome to the remix. Let's go ahead and we're going to get ready to dance. But before we dance, I can't help but give out a shout out and some love to all of my sisters in the priesthood. Amazing sisters in the priesthood. I just want to send love out to them. They are doing their thing. And you guys will get to meet and know each one of them. Just some amazing, powerful sisters that is doing their work all over the globe and all over the world as well, too. And they're just ready to do it, ready to bring it. And they are in so many different ways. So it's just an honor to just be in their presence and be connected with them as well. I want to say thank you to everyone who downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook as well. And you know, the Know Your Magic audio workbook is one of those things, because, you know, everything is really an inside job. You know how we talk about that? Sometimes you hear about things on the news and we say, it's an inside job. Everything is an inside job, rightfully so. Things that we're doing, work that we're doing, everything, all of this is really an inside job. And we want to tap into those energy centers that are inside of us, being creative beings that we are, you know, recognizing our energy that lives within us, these creative energy that's inside of us, and being able to tap into that in the most authentic way, the most loving way, and yet the most powerful shit you've ever seen on the planet. And that is goal. That's my intention for each one of you, is to really offer you through the remix and everyone who comes on the platform to really give you some soulful activating tools and how you can begin to work with that, tools and information and knowledge and love. And all those things sort of kind of wrap themselves all into one. And so we'll be doing that here live tonight. So welcome to the remix, everyone. You guys are just having so much fun. Peace and greetings to seen and the unseen. We welcome you all here. If it's your first time, you are in the amongst the greetings of the best that walk the planet, that walk the earth, that walk the cosmos. They are here. So peace and greetings to everybody here. Real quickly, I want to go ahead and give out some international shout-outs, because we do have so many different international countries out there listening live right now, and we do want to acknowledge them. So I say to you, good morning, good night, good day, good afternoon, good evening, good life, wherever you're at, because it is so many different times, zones all out there, and so many different ley lines that are crossing over, and so many different soul grids that we're connecting, coming together in this very, very sacred space here. So peace and greetings. Listening live is Ethiopia. Have my bloodline traits there. We also have Romania listening live. We also have Dominican Republic listening live. Uganda is listening live. We have Cameroon in the house listening live tonight. China, big up to China, listening live. Chile is in the house listening live. We have Naples listening live. Argentina is listening live. We have Bangladesh listening live. Guyana listening live. And we have Denmark listening live. Lithuania is listening live. Forgive me, you guys. Mozambique, always a favorite there. Love that place. Mozambique is listening live tonight. Saudi Arabia is listening live. We have Malaysia in the house listening live. Brazil is listening live. Thailand is listening. Belgium is in the house tonight. Amsterdam is in the house tonight. Australia is listening live. We have Egypt listening live. Big up to John there. Italy listening live, another part of my bloodline. Australia listening live. Spain is in the house. My memories there. Greece is in the house listening live. We have the Philippines listening live. We have Trinidad listening live. Bahamas is in the house listening live tonight. We have Tobago's listening live. Germany is here. India is here. Jamaica is here. The Netherlands is here. France is listening live. We have Turkey listening live. Jamaica. Many brothers and sisters in Jamaica listening live. And Griffin, I'm sure, is listening live. Turkey, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Canada, the United Kingdom. And wow. And a couple of other countries, I can't say your name. So I will save you the honors of not butchering it. But we know you're listening live, as well as those of us who are here in the West and the U.S. listening live. So big ups to everyone out there all over the world listening live tonight. It is so good to have everybody here listening live in the forum tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to go ahead and get ourselves situated, move around a little bit. Then we're going to get into the share. So if you don't have something to write with, you definitely want to go grab you something to write with. And, big announcement coming tonight. Woohoo! I'm excited, you guys. I am so excited. Yeah!
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys, let's see. So we're going to get ready, and we're going to dance. This is one of my favorite songs. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's one of my favorite songs, and I'm going to be listening to that. And, you know, so this is what I want to invite everybody to do. I want you to get up. That's it. Wherever you are, get up out of where you are right now. That's it. Get up. Yep. Get up. Wherever you are, get up. That's it. That's right. Stand up. That's it. You're not too tired. You can get up. I see you laying on the couch. Yeah. See you over there. I want you to get up. So we're going to get ready to dance. And here we go.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. I will take you there. That is Pops and the Simple Singers. And that song right there has so much energy, so much vibration, so much soul in it, so much spirit in it, that I could listen to it all day, every day. You know, music has a way of really changing. It's one of the quickest ways that we can change the frequency and vibration, not only in our own energy within ourselves, but also the energy in our sacred space and everything that's going on around us. Why do you think that one of the nations to ever hit the planet, ever hit the world, is when they were able to put music inside automobiles? That is it. Some of the very best visions, some of the very best inspirational stories, some of the very best things that have manifested themselves or insight and direction has come while being in a moving vehicle and listening to music. So music plays a very, very key role. The frequency, the vibration, and so many of the Remix family are beautiful music makers out there. You guys are making music in all kinds of ways, and you're doing all kinds of things with your music and all kinds of stuff. So it's definitely, definitely powerful and definitely great for just opening up energy as we get ready to get into the share. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome to the Remix tonight. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And tonight, we're going to be talking about activating the energy grid of Osiris. And so that is one of the things that we're going to be covering here tonight. I definitely want you to get something to write with and something to write on, preferably a blue pen. The reason I say that you write things in blue ink is for several different reasons, because you can always find the original. And it's your original, not just in looking at it, physically looking at it, but your original intent, your original energy, your original inspiration. If you write something and you write it in blue ink, when you go back and you take a look at it, it's easy for you to be able to capture the essence, the energy, and where you were at that particular time when you're writing it in blue ink. Blue ink is something that has been used since the beginning of time, and even in ancient Egypt, that was one of the most prominent colors that they used to make their inks and their dyes in, was really this beautiful indigo blue ink to begin to write things in. Not to mention, blue is that energy that is about clarity. It's about inspiration, and it is just that all-over energy. When you look up at the sky and you're seeing the clouds and you see that beautiful blue sky, or when you look down at the sea and you begin to see water and it looks that surreal, it gives you that energy and you can see the blueness in it. Even though we know that these colors are being reflected from so many different angles, we know that that blue really speaks to our heart. It speaks to our energy and our truth. In fact, we definitely have our own energy levels that surround us, which holds all of these things in our divine blueprint that actually is blue. This is why blueprint is such a key word in our society and in the world. And even when we start to think about lapis or lazuli, of course, one of my favorite crystals and stones to begin to work with, that lapis, that very, very beautiful blue. So I want you, if possible, to get you something blue to write with and get you a piece of paper, because once we get started, we're going to talk about that. I have an announcement that I want to make. I'm so excited about it, you guys. I am. I don't even know where to begin, but we'll talk about it in just a moment. The reason I wanted to talk about this tonight, and I thought this was a beautiful time to really kind of begin to bring this exercise up for us to begin to work with. I am all about activation. I'm all about really real life alchemy. And so everything that I've done has been based on that inspiration. Even this platform here of coming to the Remix that I did so many, many, many years ago, when I first started out, and really my hopes and dreams at that particular time was really to have a place where I could bring these amazing brothers and sisters from all over the world to share what they felt their calling was, what they felt their gift was, or what they felt their purpose was here on the planet. And so now this has just sort of morphed itself into this beautiful, loving space where I'm able to just share so many divine inspirations, and you guys are able to come on and share that as well as we learn and grow here together up on Earth. And so tonight is no different than that. Tonight, according to the Goddess Book of Days, today is the day in ancient Egypt, in ancient Kemet, that is designated to finding Osiris or finding Asar. And so for those of you who may not be familiar with the ancient Kemetic god, Asar, let me tell you a little bit about the story that involves Asar. Asar, he was the god that was known of the god of death and also of rebirth. And he was also known to be the keeper of the underworld. And Asar, hold on 1 second, you guys. I'm just getting everything together over here. I wanted to kind of share something else with you. For those of you who have the Kim deck, in the god Asar is card number 31 inside the Kim deck. Am I breaking up? Okay, let's make sure we're clear. Make sure you guys can hear me nice and clear. So hoping you guys can. Hopefully that's better. Looks like a lot of things going on over here. Let's kind of get out of some of this. Give me 1 second here. All right, guys. All right. So definitely, let's make sure. All right, so much better. Beautiful. So I want to make sure that you guys know, you can always go over one of my favorite sites. It's a site that I was introduced to a long time ago by Siba Haru Alkebulan, who has been on the Remix, also taught classes in Self-Invested as well. He is the founder and the Siba over the Hetepu Network, to go to sacredtext.com. And you can find a lot of these stories. They're available there where you can go check them out, or you can Google them online, and you can find them. In the Book of the Dead, you can find these stories, and they talk about Asar. Well, I'm going to talk about the portion of the story of Asar and his wife, and I'm sort of going to kind of give you guys the blue version of this. So you know what that means. Definitely, if you want to go back and you want to study it, you can do that as well. But I'm going to give you the blue version of it. Okay, so there was this god named Asar. And Asar, you know, he was really, really known for quite a few things. He was known for a lot of things, you know, very magical brother, we could say, you know. This guy, very knowledgeable, had a lot of sacred words. He was very, very good with that. He was also the god known for, I would like to say, had a lot to do with, like I said, irrigation when it came to the land, also when it came to cultivation. And so anytime you want to get into those things of cultivating things of land, he is definitely that god that you want to begin to work with. And think about that on an internal level. Remember what I said, everything is an inside job. All kinds of shit happens inside. And so I want you to think about that. He is the god. He is considered the god of the afterlife, or the ruler of the underworld, and seen as sort of that god of birth and also death. And he actually went through sort of this transformation in his life. So let me give you this story. So we have Asar. He's married to Aset. He has his lovely wife. He's married to Aset. Well, there came a time when Asar actually had sort of some engagement, let's use that word, with his sister-in-law, okay, which was his wife's sister. And when her husband found out about Aset, as the mythology goes, or one portion of the mythology, because there is some other mythology that tells the story very differently, as the mythology goes, he found him and he chopped him up into 14 pieces, and then he spread his body all throughout the land. Okay, that's the short version. And so his wife, as we do for the men in our lives that we love so much, as that nurturer, as that divine mother, she wanted her husband, and she wanted him back. And you know, this is so true, and I wanna kind of just speak to all of my women out there, all of the feminine energy out there, to let you guys know that we do hold the power of life and death in our hands, and we can definitely speak that into. We can speak it into our men. We can speak it into our children, and most definitely, we can speak it into ourselves. We have that power, and all of us possess feminine and masculine energy. And so, in this day and age, we're all magic makers, where we can begin to speak this life into ourselves and those who are connected to us, those who are around us. And that's exactly what she did, along with her sister, and they went and searched the land. And she went and she found all 14 pieces of Athar, and she put those pieces back together. There was one piece that she could not find, and that was his phallus. And she made him a phallus out of gold. A gold phallus? Interesting. But that's really to let you know, because, you know, the phallus is a symbol that represented a lot of things. It represented, it represented all kinds of things. It represented rebirth, you know. It really was for transformation, and it also was procreation, you know, just evolution of life. And it also gave hope. And it also really, really stood for just sort of that rebirth. And so she gave him another phallus, and then they conceived their child, which was the son, the child, Heru, after that. And she brought her husband back to life. And so on this particular day, this energy here, and I want you guys to see how this energy also lines up. You know, we have Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, who also have taught classes in Self-Invested as well, that speaks about astronomy and astrology and does it from a very, very ancient perspective. And one of the things is right about this particular time, as you guys know, we're getting ready to go into some transformative energy as we speak. So there's a solar eclipse that is coming up. And so right now, this time that we're in right now, has a lot to do with sort of the finding pieces. This energy right now, of finding pieces and bringing things back together. And that's going to be a big part of the exercise that we're going to be working on tonight about this grid. Most of the planets, when we look at the planetary alignment and the energy that's out there, is over the pyramids at this time as we speak. So the three pyramids that are there, it is over those pyramids there. It is over that very sacred land, the land where Asar and Aset was, the land where you can find the statues of Osiris and Isis, where you can see this energy at. It is there. The planets are aligning there, really confirming this energy is here. And on Sunday, this is definitely where all of these different energies will begin to come into the rebirthing process. So what does that mean for us? This is a real divine opportunity for you to begin to plant some seeds for yourself, for you to go through sort of a death, if you will, and sort of rebirth period for yourself, and really just beginning to take yourself forward on your path and journey, no matter where you are on that journey. It doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about what happened yesterday, 12 months from now, 6 months from now, 18 years ago, 7 years ago. You can really get yourself in alignment and begin to activate this energy and begin to move yourself forward. And so that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight, live in the remix. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to really begin to get into that. There was a show that I did where we talked about the different grid lines and how these were soul groups inside these grid lines. And there is a particular grid line that is lining itself up right now. And this grid line is lining itself up, and it is starting. Because one of the things about ley lines, and you can study ley lines all over the world, ley lines do not cross where there's chaos, where there is confusion, where there is war, where there is hatred. It doesn't. And so I want you to begin to think about all of these ley lines and energies that are coming together with you and how you're beginning to line these things up for yourself. I want you to begin think about how you're beginning to line this energy up with yourself. And so that's what we're going to be doing here tonight. All right? Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I think it is. I want to tell you guys, because I can't contain myself anymore, so I'm going to have to tell you about this very, very special announcement. All right. So here's the deal, you guys. Here's the deal. And I want to make sure you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear. Here's the deal. The deal is this. There are going to be some new things that's coming up. One of the things that I'm so very proud of is soon the sacred space for self-invested is going to be complete. It is almost complete now, and I have one of the most creative, amazing sisters in the world working on it, and that's going to be complete. And so we'll have our sacred space. It'll be a place where the whole world can come and look from the outside, and those of us who can come in will come in, or who have chosen to come in. You will be able to come in, but it's just a beautiful space, and it's coming together. I'm so excited about that. And here's the other thing that I'm excited to tell you. All right. I wish I had a drum roll. Do I have a drum roll? I don't have a drum roll. I don't have a drum roll. All right. Here we go. I don't have a drum roll. Y'all are doing the drum roll for me. So here we go. All right. Let me tell you guys what happened. It's been a lot of things going on, and I talk to you guys in readings every single day. We've connected with each other. I talk to you guys on Facebook, on Twitter, through email, and I talk to you guys every single day. And you're telling me about all of these transformations that are happening with you guys. And some of you may remember a while back when I told you guys that I am a new beginner and that I have stepped into this place where things are new beginning for me and I'm starting them completely all over. And would you guys join me? And so many of you said, yes, Miss Blue, we join you. Do you guys remember that earlier this year when we talked about that? And so many of you have joined me, and I'm very thankful for that. Well, I was going through all kinds of things. And one of the announcements that I made is that as of December, and I'm really hoping to stick to that deadline, because what I did is I took everybody from 2014. Well, I didn't actually do it. Sister Manya did it. Everybody from 2014 plus everybody who made requests, and we squished them into 2013 for reading. Because as of, somebody's saying, don't say it, Ms. Bull. As of December, that I would be stopping doing readings. No, I have gotten tons of emails from all four corners of the world saying, no, don't do it. I'm not saying it's forever, but it is for a minute. But the great thing is, the beautiful thing is, the priestesshood is there, and there are amazing sisters, over 20 of them, that will be picking up energetically because Spirit really showed me where this energy to go. And these are some badass readers, you guys, that is coming out. They have divinely chosen, and they are going to be taking over doing readings. As well as Brother Bilal, which I am so thankful for that brother as well and his work and the readings that he do. So you have plenty of people that will be there to continue to do the readings. And I'm still going to be doing things here live on the air, and I'm still doing my work, just like you guys are doing your work. I'm still doing my work. Well, I was going through, like, all kinds of things were happening to me spiritually in the spirit world, and things that Spirit was really guiding me, and I was being led to do, and really just kind of hit the books and hit the grinds and really kind of get myself in there as I do every single day. Well, I had a chance to visit a place that I have never been before, and I have to tell you guys, it is some of the most amazing shit that I have ever seen. Some of the most amazing shit I have ever seen. And out of that, I was inspired, and where something was birthed out of this. And what happened is that I was able to go to the other side of the Milky Way, completely to the other side of the Milky Way. And what I seen there, what happened there, was literally mind-blowing. So many things. From being able to speak to so many others, which I've done it before, but not in this space, speak to so many others who are not from Earth, that are not ancient, so to speak, in that way, but really have a whole new perspective on life, what living is, and really how they see things. It was an opportunity for me to be able to see myself and connect with so many different energies in so many different ways. And it was simply beautiful. Beautiful. It was simply one of the most amazing things that I've ever experienced. And definitely, I will tell you, that moment forever changed me again. You know how we have so much shit that changed us? But this is one of the markers I could say it changed me again. And right after that, all kinds of things just to begin to filter themselves out. And I spent a lot of the time in the dark. You know, doing things in the dark. And what birthed out of that, and you guys will get to hear more of this as we continue to go along, but what was being birthed at that precise moment, what started to be birthed, was another deck. But this is a completely different deck, and I dare not say, I don't even know if the Oracle deck, I don't even know if it could even be, have a place to be called or to be labeled, because the energy on it is so very out of this world, literally, out of this solar system, literally. And this is going to be another deck, and it's a deck that I call Magic in the Dark. And so it is the dark side, if you will, of the Kim deck. It is that dark side of the Kim deck. And before some of you run away and pull up your panties or you know, pull up your boots and get scared, it's not dark as in something to bring you down, but it is that dark that we go into before the birth. Some would say shadow. Some would say the pineal deck. Some would say black people. But this is a deck that was created based on magic in the dark. Now, for those of you who are over here on the Remix radio page and you're listening to the show, if you see the little ticker going by, you will see an example of one of the cards. You will see it there. One of the cards is there. And you will see how completely different it looks. Completely different, because it's magic in the dark. And so you guys will be able to understand what it is. It is not the same as the Kim deck at all. And if anyone, and I know you guys, your energy, and I know you know how to tap into it, and I know you will be able to see that completely different. So yes, Magic in the Dark is coming. It is coming, yes, and it is out of this world. So I'm excited about that. And if I can, because I got permission to do this, because I thought this would be cool too, I was able to speak with Brother Bilal, So I have his approval. You guys won't have to run and go tell on me. It's cool. But Brother Bilal has a deck that's coming out, and I thought this was some of the most amazing shit. We've been talking about this for I don't know how long. So I'm so excited about this. Brother Bilal has a deck that's coming out that infuses numerology, astrology, astronomy, and what else? Oh, God. I mean, this deck is like so crazy. And it's not, it's numerology for those of you who aren't in self-invested. The way Brother Lau teaches it, that very ancient way, and how he breaks the numbers down, that is there. He has the phase of the moon cycle in the deck. He has the planets in the moon there. He has all of the planets there. He has the sun in the deck. He has triple digits, double digit numbers, all of that that's coming out too. And I just said, wow, that's some good shit. So this is what I love about everyone who comes on the platform, because it is about giving you all of the support for soulful activating tools that you can begin to work with. And so both of these decks are coming soon, plus a whole lot of other magical shit. But I wanted to kind of drop that on you guys and let you be the first to know, so that you can see it and you can get a taste. And if you look down in the ticker, you will see one of Brother Bilal's, one of his cards in his deck that's coming out. It's really Uranus that's on there. You will be able to do it. And he breaks down the science of energy, of everything in there. So these readings and everything that we're doing and we're sharing with you guys, you're going to have this information so you can never, ever, I don't care what earth we're moving into, I don't care what dimension we go to, now is the time that everyone takes their rightful place. Every single one. We need gurus, and we don't need people hovering over us. You know how I feel about that. We can do these things for ourselves. And it is through our sharing. It's through us sharing our loves and things that we do that we can begin to do this. What I do, I know. I'm not guessing. I know that each and every one of you can do it. I know you can. And I know Brother Bilal is the same way too. What he does, you guys do too. And that's why we give so much of ourselves, and everyone who comes on here, we give so much of absolutely everything so that you can be equipped. You can have it. So you can have those things to really tap into your highest frequency, connect with your higher self. So those two decks are coming. And the Kim deck, the dark side of the Kim deck, really taps into the subconscious. I'm not talking about like psychologists tell you about where the inner child lives. We're not talking about tapping into that frequency, because I have a whole nother theory about where that inner child is, and it's not in the subconscious mind. Not in the subconscious mind. And the deck is coming. When I say it's coming, you guys know how I move. And if you can see it, that image, I want you guys to understand that it's already in the works. You understand? And so you will have that. You will have that. So coming soon. I'm so excited about that shit, y'all. I'm just like, woo, magic in the dark. And I'm gonna just, and I have so many stories to tell you about the magic that happened in the dark. So many other things to tell you that's happening about that. Plus, there's going to be some projects that we're going to embark the whole Remix family on. And everybody, every single body is going to do it. And so we'll talk about some of those things for 2014, of what's going to happen and what's going to go down and how you can be a part of it. You know, and this is why I tell you guys, self-invested is it's so important. It really, really is. Because big things are happening. All kinds of things are happening. We really, you know, through awareness, and that's why I titled the show that I titled Awareness, you know, Remix, Awareness Remix. Because we have to go back and really understand about awareness, because it's us being creative beings. We get to create heaven on earth. We get to create hell on earth. You don't have to live in hell or whatever that may be for you. You don't have to be in that particular place. Standing that you are a co-creator, the creator in your life. You are that. You are that. It's about soulful activation. Not about running my mouth activation. It really is about that. And this is why I tell you guys that that is so important. It's so important. It's so important to work from that place of your heart and to truly be inspired, because it leaves you light. It leaves you, it keeps you light as a feather. You don't have to worry about the heaviness. You don't have to worry about the stress. When you are creating, when you are moving, when you are doing things, that is based upon the pure inspiration that lives in your heart, then you ain't got to worry about all the other bullshit that goes on around it. You don't. You know for sure. So, just wanted to share that with you guys. I am very, 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 very pleased with it and how things are going on, are coming along and moving themselves along. And so, we're going to get ready to start getting into understanding about activating the energy grid of Osiris. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, the energy grid of Osiris. Yeah. So, here's what I want you guys to do. On your piece of paper, I want you to write down numbers 1 through 14. If you have lined paper, that's fine. That's cool, too. But it's probably best if you begin to write, if you use sort of just like blank paper with no lines, no restrictions or whatever. On my paper, I just kind of write numbers all over the place because I'm kind of psycho, kind of cool, kind of crazy like that. I just do that. But however you choose to write it is certainly fine. So we want, again, we're going to start with doing this particular soulful activation here about lining up our energy. Each one of these energy lines, 1 through 14, is actually going to be considered, this is like your energy grid. It is a ley line. And this ley line is going to be a ley line that you're going to attach to yourself. So it's almost going to be like you're going to build yourself a golden energetic cord that is going to be attached to you and your higher self, connecting it through that purest place of yourself, which is through your heart. Okay? So I'm going to give you the questions for the first one, and then I want you to take an opportunity, and I want you to begin to, I want you to write down what it is for you. There. Mm-hmm. All right. So the first one, the very first one, I want you to think about, and this doesn't have to be a long list. This is really about being inspired versus being motivated. So you may have to just kind of get yourself in a comfortable position and just kind of sit quietly, and this is how this is going to work best for you. But the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to decide what you desire, to write down. What do you desire? What is it truly you desire? I don't want you to judge it. If a word just comes to you, I want you to write that word down. If it's create that you desire, I want you to put it down. It's to move, whatever it is. This is not about trying to get into the fantastic. It's about really just speaking to what is speaking to you very softly, very gently, and very pure from your heart. So what is it that you desire? I want you to write it down. That down, that's going to be your number one. Decide what you desire, okay? For your number two, you're going to need another sheet of paper for number two. You're going to write this down. Again, you guys are asking how many desires. I want you to write down what comes to you first. It doesn't mean that that's all you have to desire, but it really is going to give you an indication and let you know exactly where you are. So, the next one. This is about a show that I did almost 2 years ago called Pie. I talked about Pie. It's about placing intentions everywhere. This is your pie. So on a separate piece of paper, what I want you to do is I want you to either use a circle or you can use a heart. I prefer the heart, but it's up to you. You can use a circle or you can use heart. So I want you to draw a circle or a heart. Okay? So a circle or a heart. So what I want you to do is inside of the circle or the heart, this is the place where you can put all of your desires inside, but you want to write them inside of the circle or inside of the heart. So this is you sort of kind of placing cosmic seeds inside the circle or inside the heart. So you all have your heart, you all have your circle, and I want you to take some time and write down what is your desire. Let's see if we can get us a little, maybe we can get us some background music here. and get us a good old background music here and playing some things here. I don't know if I could do it, you guys. I think we got something on board if I can find it. So, because I want you guys to take your time. So inside your circle, I want you to write down your desires. So whatever those desires are, you can begin to put them down inside the circle. I'm trying to find something instrumental for you guys. Oh, I know we got something instrumental on this board. Really? We don't? Oh. If I can find it. I don't know where Esther is. She's on the phone lines. I see her. But let me see if we can find something instrumental. See if we can find something instrumental. Wow, let's see. Okay, you guys. I can't see. I can't see. So still keep writing. I'm going to find something. We'll find something here. But I want you to write down your desires inside the heart, inside the circle. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to play something in a minute. Not that. Okay. Not that either. You know what? I don't know, you guys. I know we have some instrumental music here, but where it is, it's so much stuff over here. Here we go. Let's see. Okay. No, I won't be. Okay, here we go. All right, so we're going to play some instruments. I thought that was instrumental. Okay. Can y'all hear that? There we go. Maybe not the best song, but it is a song, no doubt. Oh, my goodness. No, no, no. I got the song. I got the song. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. There we go. All right. So, inside your heart, or inside your circle, I want you to begin to put all of your desires inside of that. So put that inside. All right. So question number three. This is really a question that I'm going to be asking you, and I need you to go through this question and just put what comes to you here. So this is about asking for assistance. This is about asking for help. So this is about asking for assistance or asking for help. All right? So you're going to write down where you're asking for assistance and where you're asking for help. And who are you going to ask for assistance or help? Is it something that you're trying to figure out? Maybe you need to get with somebody who knows more on this particular subject. Maybe you need to do research. If maybe there is a particular goddess or god that you energy you to work with, I will tell you that when it comes to that, Isis and Osiris, Asar, Aset are going to be two that you definitely want to put down. Maybe you want to go do some meditation, do some visualization, and begin to work with that. So think about who are you going to ask for help. And so a better way to say that is ask for what you want. It's about beginning to put that energy into yourself, sending it out into the universe, and doing all of those things that you need to do to make things happen. So that's number three. Number four. This is a little tricky to do. And I want you to think of, in terms of your desire, I want you to start thinking about how you can detach yourself away from the outcome. So once you've kind of done your work and once you've kind of put it out there, you know, sometimes it's real easy that we fall back into worry. We fall back into beating ourselves up. Maybe it's something that we constantly do that we don't like about ourselves, or something we said we were going to change but we don't change. And we fall back into that negative thinking or just that lower frequency. So here is when I want you to begin to start thinking about what are you going to do so that you can realign yourself again and detach yourself away from the outcome of it. Meaning that if you, let's say for instance, said that you're going to go to bed every night before 12 o'clock, but this whole week you stayed up till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Instead of spending time worrying about, oh, I can't believe I stayed up and I didn't go to sleep and I said I was going to go to sleep, how are you going to detach yourself away from that energy? You know, this is the place where you give yourself that reminder. You know, that reminder that says that tomorrow is a new day and we're going to start again tomorrow. We're going to look back on what we did, but we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep leaning into this, and we're not going to keep doing the same things over and over. So this is where you start to do that. If it is something that you want, if it's something that you want to do or want to get, that you desire, that you step yourself away from it and not sort of talk yourself into the place of why you know you won't get. You see? So detach yourself away from the outcome. You know, really release negative thoughts. And so then that's going to bring us to number five. And number five is about taking action. You know, because it does require work. You know, it's not just about saying affirmations and just thinking something in your mind. It really is about taking action and being aware of how you can take that action and make something happen that day. Sometimes we have dreams and our dreams are so big. And one of the things I've learned is that there is something that you could be doing at this precise moment, at any given moment, that's going to get you closer to what it is you're desiring, whether it's life that you're desiring or something that you're desiring. It is something that you can be doing to move you closer to that. So it's about taking action. It's about really doing something, because you're not going to wake up in the middle of the night and there at the end of your bed is a box full of everything that you've dreamed about and that you wanted. If you're not doing anything, it's not going to happen. If you're looking for some way to, let's say, get a job, and you're sitting around and you're waiting for someone to give you a job, and we know what the economy is like, why don't you think about a way that you can create this for yourself? How can you create your own job instead of waiting for someone else to create it for you? You see? You know, this is what this is about. It's about really sort of getting yourself in that place so that you can begin to do it. But this involves you. It doesn't involve you really just forcing your ideas or forcing your thoughts on someone who is not asking for it. It really is about you understanding where you are and understanding the actions you're taking in your life. Where are you stepping in on your own life at? Where is that showing up for you? You know, so these are about some things. It's about some action steps that you want to take. It's about some things that you want to do. So whatever it is, you know, and this comes with a lot of times a lot of sacrifice. It does. So if you want to get up and you want to work out before you start your day in the morning, I know for me that was a big thing. Well, I had to make a sacrifice. Okay, so Blue, you're going to have to get up like at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to the gym. If this is what you want to do, you're going to have to do it. You can't just keep talking about what you're going to do. It's not going to happen. Same thing. You want to do self-invested. This was something that was sort of kind of put in you to do. You was birthed inside of you to do it. I created it. I move forward with it. It doesn't have to be perfect. And sometimes it's where we get caught in the school jerk, because we want to see everything all the way to the complete end before it happens. But all we have to do is look at nature and understand that nature is about trusting, it's about letting go, and it's about loving. And so when seeds begin to germinate in the ground and they start to send out root into the soil, they know that the inevitable, that birth is going to happen. And so it's about leaning forward. It's about taking action and just moving in the direction of what you want to happen. So put those steps down of what you want to do. Put them down. Put them down. They don't have to be perfect. You don't even have to know how you're going to get to the end result. This is not about predicting the future. This is not what knowing your magic is about. It's about living life with a purpose every single moment and every single action. So that's number five. Number six, as we're getting into activating this grid here, is a magical statement. And for those of you who have had readings from me, you know how I feel about magical statements. They are very, very powerful. When you combine them with action, when you combine them with pure heart and in a clear mind, they are very powerful. So this is when you begin to sit down and write at least three magical statements for yourself. And these are going to be things that really just trigger certain energy within yourself, energy that you know No, it just helps you rise to the best of who you are. So, for instance, you may have a magical statement that you are a creative, loving being, and anything that you put your mind to, you can create. Whatever that is for yourself, I want you to begin to start thinking about three magical statements that you can begin to work with, that you can begin to affirm yourself. You can begin to say these out loud, because they do more than just help to reprogram the subconscious mind. It really connects itself to your energetic blueprint. It really connects itself to your electromagnetic field. And it helps to send out filter and reminder, not only to yourself, but everything that you come in contact with. And so if there are some things that you want to stop doing, that you don't want to do, if there is something, a direction you want to begin to move yourself into, then I want you to write three magical statements here and then begin to work with these magical statements and say them out loud. You know how I feel about mirror work and some of the most amazing things. I call it the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror, like the Mike Jackson song. And so standing in the mirror and really saying these magical statement, it's really where the magic begins, because you'll be able to feel the energetic vibration and pulses as it's coming back to you. Right? So again, want to make those magical statements, let's begin to write them down. And so, number seven, what you want to do is you want to start visualizing whatever you need. So, whether you are moving, if that be the case, you want to move into a new sacred space, you want to do something different, whatever it is, you need to start. Why would somebody be calling me when I'm on the remit? I don't know. Y'all help me figure it out. Sorry, guys. Okay. Somebody's calling me. Wow. Okay. So I want you again to think about visualizing this. Visualizing and just bring yourself into that place where you begin to visualize all of these desires. Sit down. Give it some energy. Give it some thought. We give so much thought to so much bullshit. We give less thought to things that we are attempting to manifest in our lives, things that we want to do for ourselves and anything. Sit down. Give it some energy. Go into a vision quest with it. Take some time and really begin to immerse yourself into this energy. And once you start to get into the vision, and you will know when the vision is very, very clear for you, even if you cannot see it in your inner eye, but you will energetically begin to feel it, which is number eight, which is about the feeling. You will be able to have the feeling, the emotion. A lot of times things become very emotional for me when I begin to visualize them and to think about them. I want you to think of all of this as sending these electric magnetic pulses, these orbs, out into the universe. And these orbs go out and they are looking for its likeness. It is finding that frequency, that vibration to match that pulse. That's what it's looking for. Yeah. So feeling is number eight. And so number nine is where the writing comes in. And storytelling is something that us as right brain, this is when you tell your left brain to take a rest, and that you want to turn your right brain on and you want it to become fully engaged. And so this when you take everything you've done from 1 to 9 and you put it into a story form and you begin to write it out as if it's a story. One of the greatest ways to begin to start it out is to say, once upon a time. and begin to do this. And make sure when you get to the end, you say the end. Because this is where the story takes on another part. It starts to manifest itself into reality. But you want to write it all out. You want to be able to see it clear. You want to start from the very point of you maybe waking up in the morning. What does it feel like? What does it look like? Where are you at? Who's next to you? What are you laying in the bed? What does the sheets feel like? You want to get very detailed in this and very creative. So this is when you simply just tell your right brain to really just begin to take over, and you tell your left brain to just kind of have a seat for just a moment. And then you begin to write out this story and write it all the way out, how you see it, everything that you're feeling, what's going on, what's happening. Even get as detailed, and I do, as the weather, what does weather looks like, you know? Is the sun shining, you know? Is it spring? Is it summer? Is it winter? Is it fall? What time of year is it? That's going to be number 9. So now, as we get ready to go into number 10, number 10 is where I want you to write, is I want you here at this point of number 10, I want you to just sign your name. Sign your name here at number 10. You have the 1 and you have the 0, the number 10. You know, this is also a place of where new beginnings begin. And also this is a place of rebirth. So number 10, so once you write number 10 down and you have it, you're going to sign your name, because that's going to affirm to you what is going on, where you're at. This is you being present. This is you recognizing. A lot of times we go through the motions and we're just writing things down and we have no clue why we're writing them down or why we're putting them down, or we do it for just being in the moment, and then all of a sudden a piece of paper gets thrown away and it means nothing. 10 is really you sort of coming in and really being present. It's about getting rid of all of the distractions, because you will have so many people, so many things, so many ideas and so many thoughts to try to distract you from your higher purpose, from activating energy grid. So you want to make sure that as you're going down the line, that when you get to number 10, that you begin to put this down, that you sign yourself. And this is really symbolic of you saying you are present. You are present in your life. You are present. You're not doing what we do so many times, sitting back to cut, pretending like we're not there, make a grand entrance. You don't need to make a grand entrance in your own life. It's your life. Just be there. Just be present and just be in the moment. So number 11, for number 11, so when we get to number 11, this is where I want you to write down, here at number 11, I want you to write down Asar and Aset. These two, Asar and Aset, this god and goddesses, have a lot to teach us when it comes to manifestation, when it comes to cultivating and creating. This is a very beautiful thing to begin to tap into this energy. And so this is where I want you to go back and really begin to start looking at their different stories, looking at their different templates, energies and begin researching them and working with this energy, meditating with them, really pulling that energy in about activating. Number 12, because that's where we are, at number 12. Number 12 is where you check in with your feelings. And this is something that actually you can begin to do every single day, is check in with how you're feeling. How are you feeling? Sometimes we're so unaware of that until something happens. Maybe either someone pushes our button or something, you know, exciting happens. But check in. How are you feeling? You know? Are you aware of what's going on and what type of emotions are going through you? So this is a good place for you to check in now, but also as a reminder to begin to check in with yourself on a constant basis. This is the main way to begin to activate that energy and really begin to pull on cosmic energy, because our feelings. Okay, I want to make sure, can you guys hear me now? Okay, all right. Well, number 11 is going to be a thar and a set, and I want you to begin to study them, a thar and a set. Number 12, we're checking in with our feelings. And the feelings, you see, the feelings about what's going on, it's where you check in. It's how you're going to begin to activate sort of this cosmic grid that's going on with you. You want to check in with that. All right. Number 13. Number 13 is where you're going to sort of kind of write out your plan. We talked about earlier about the action steps, but 13 is where you're going to write your plan. It's where you're going to go, step one, this is what I'm going to do. Step two, this is what I'm going to do. Step three, this is what I'm going to do. Step four, this is what's going to happen. Five, you're going to write out. You're going to write it out even without knowing everything that goes along with it. You're just really going to write it out. You've already done the visualization. You've already asked for the help. You've already got into your feelings. You are present. So this is where you're going to just sit and write out the steps as you see it. This is a flexible area. So you may want to come back and you may want to change some of the things there. Maybe you find or you discover something else a little later. But this is where you lay that foundation. Lay that foundation there. That's it. Perfect. Number 13. Number 14, this is it. This is the grand finale. This is the completion step. And this is where I want you to write out, what did you birth? What was created? What is it? What is it going to be? This is the finale here. How are you going to feel? How is everything around you, your friends, people you know, family? What is going to be the connection at this particular point? So I want you to think of step 14. This is what happens after all of this is done. How are you feeling now? What's going on? You know, when you look into your children's eyes, when you look into your man's eye, when you look into your woman's eye, what's going on? on how are you feeling at this point. That's the completion. Once you've wrote everything out, steps 1 through 14, and the beautiful thing is that everything is being archived here. So if there is any steps that you've missed or didn't get, then I want you to go back and just download, because we'll be here all night. What's number 6? What's number 7? What's number 8? Just go back and download. It's there for you. And you'll be able to get all of those steps and go back through it and take your time, because it is a lot of writing here. But once you've gotten done, over the course between now and Sunday, what I want you to do is really just kind of get the framework down. Do as best you can. Take some time Saturday, maybe Saturday morning. Take about 15 minutes and go back over and make sure you have all of these steps down. And then Saturday night, tonight and Saturday night, wherever you start it, I want you, and this is a ritual I give out to a lot of the babies to do, is I want you to sleep with it underneath your pillow. I want you to sleep with it underneath your pillow. On Sunday night, I will touch base and touch in, and we will talk about the rest of the activation. And when you're sleeping this, because we're going through a lot of these eclipse energy right here, right now, what you're building is you're building golden grids, ley lines, because this is all formed out of love from you. You're building these cosmic ley lines, and you're activating this grid that is connected to the god Asar, the god Osiris. And so as he begins to rise on the third, which is Sunday, so shall all of your dreams and your desires, just like his 14 pieces of his body was put back together by his dear queen, his dear loving wife. As he began to put those 14 pieces, she put those 14 pieces back together and birthed him back to life. You will begin to put your 14 pieces together for yourself, those of the past, the present, and also the future. So there you have it, everyone. That was activating the energy grid of Osiris. I would love to hear some of the things that you guys are writing on your grids, if you have that, or if you guys have some questions, we can talk about that as well too. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can certainly feel free to give a call in. You know that these ley lines can only take place where there is love. Where there is love. The last song is the song that I've given the name out every time I've played it. It's called the song, the instrumental. It's called The Mating Dance by Flacco. That's what it's called. The Mating Dance by Flacco. Yes, I know you guys love that song. Yes. So there you go. All right, you guys. Beautiful. Beautiful. So we're going to go to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can press 1 once you get on the phone lines. And I'm going to go to the phone lines and speak to you guys here. So let's see. And I'll just kind of jump around here a little bit. Let me jump around. Calling from area code 281. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are.
Hey, how's it going? So, I'm on the area.
Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. I couldn't hear you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
You're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Eckendahl from West Palm.
Greetings to you, Eckendahl.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get online. So I'm just listening.
Okay, that's fine. You pressed one, so I just came to you. All right, hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. Hello?
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, how are you? I know you're not doing this tonight, but I was wondering if you could tell me who my spirit guide is, or if you can see my spirit guides around me, because I've been trying to meditate. And my name is Talib.
What's your name?
Talib.
Talib. You want to know who your spirit guides are?
Yes, ma'am.
You want me to tell you how many spirit guides you have?
Well, yes, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know what's it, basically, how to work with them.
Mm-hmm. How to work with your spirit guides. Okay. Well, you know, working with your spirit guides is really, really kind of an easy thing, and it's something that we talk about.
Okay.
And, you know, interesting enough, you have quite a few spirit guides that are with you at this particular time. Y'all need to stop in the chat room. Y'all are too funny. You have 11 spirit guides that are with you. You actually have a lot of spirit guides that are with you. And, you have a lot of spirit guides that's with you. And one of the spirit guides that are with you, it looks like an older gentleman. Look like an older gentleman. I'm not sure exactly. He's kind of dressed in trying to think of what kind of outfit he has on. He looks like he may be from somewhere in what we know as Middle East. That's the main one that's coming forward, which is a male, one of your spirit guides that has come in. And one of the main things that you have so many spirit guides is they're really, really helping you with overcoming some challenges in your life. You know, as a young child, there was quite a few challenges that you sort of struggled with in your younger years. You're doing a good job now of overcoming some of those and really not buying into what people's opinion of you, of what think of you to be true. Isn't that so?
Yes, that's very true. I went through a lot as a child.
Yeah, a lot. And even with them trying to sort of kind of say you had some learning disabilities and different things, but you've overcome those things in such a beautiful way. So congratulations to you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah. So you have 11 spirit guides, and one of the ways that you can actually begin to work with them is, you know, one of the beautiful things about spirit guides that they don't really care what you call them. You know, they just really want you to acknowledge them and say their names. You can ask them to show up and dream for you. One of the most craziest ways that we can tap into that energy, I say crazy, but it's actually an easy way, is really connect with your ancestors. And so if you have a relative or ancestor that has passed away, you know, maybe setting up an altar for them or just kind of sending them out some love. And
yeah. I actually have an altar with two of my ancestors on it right now.
Yeah, well, beautiful. Beautiful, because they are telling me that they come to you in the dream world a lot and talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So pay very close attention to your dreams, too, because they're showing up there a lot in your dreams. And they're all around you. You know, you have ancestors around you, but you have a lot of spirit guides that have been with you since the beginning of time to really kind of help you to move forward. And like I said, there's a gentleman. He looks like he comes from the Middle East. He looks like he could have been a Moor. He looks like he could have been a part of the Barber tribe, that he is sort of dressed like that, like he's from that particular region. there. And so you may want to give some studies to those of the Barber tribe, of the Moors, and see if you find that. And just ask him to show up in your dreams, to just come to you and show up in your dreams. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Peace and love. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. All right. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 314. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 314?
Yes. I'm sorry. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Amanda.
Okay. Greetings, Amanda.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm actually calling in just to get a couple of words from you. Going through kind of a hard time in my life right now, and you know, trying to decide what's my next move in life.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one. You know, what's your next move in life?
going, you know, trying to decide, you know, if I mean, as far as jobs or just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, where you are. Well, I'll tell you this, Amanda. It is a lot of energy moving around you. Immediately when I get into your energy, I feel this sort of kind of burst. You understand? It's like your energy is just kind of, you know, it's just kind of really... kind of vibrating itself all over the place. But here's some things that's really going to... Do you have me on speaker?
No, ma'am. You probably just hear my daughter, but no, ma'am.
No, okay. Well, here's one of the things that I want to tell you is that you definitely need to get to a place of purity.
Mm.
So let me explain to you what I mean by purity. It means cleansing your thoughts. I want you to kind of release those thoughts, you know, because you're carrying a lot of emotional baggage of what other people have said. And these things are, they're there. And so even though you can probably, when you're in a good place, you could say, you know what? I know this don't have nothing to do with me. I know I didn't do anything wrong, and this is not my fault, even though you could say that. But what has happened is because you spent so much energy in their energy that now it has sort of a to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every time that you try to think your way or try to think about something else, these negative thoughts start to creep back in. So this is about you getting into a place of purity. So here's something you can easily do. One, I definitely want you to do the exercise we did tonight, if you didn't do it, activating your energy. I want you to do that. The other thing that I want you to do is to take some baking soda, take about a half a cup of baking soda, take about a half a cup of baking powder. So you're going to take baking soda, and you're going to take baking powder, and then I want you to take some essential oil of rosemary and put a couple of rosemary drops inside the bathtub. I want you to stand over the bathtub. I want you to send some beautiful, loving, healing light into the bathtub. The rosemary is going to be very, very key for you because rosemary is when we want to release things away from ourselves, when we want to break free of habits and let go of things. Rosemary is excellent for that. Rosemary helps with protection, and not just protection from outside energy, but really even protection of us filtering or even us clouding up our own energy. You understand? Because sometimes we can do that, you know. And so you want to use the rosemary. The rosemary is also going to help you tap into mental powers as well, too. And so those mental powers that you want to begin to tap into is so that you can become conscious. Not that you can just get rid of all negative thoughts, but become conscious and pull yourself back to in the position of where you want to be. Rosemary helps with that. Rosemary also helps to raise the frequency and energy in our aura as well, and also helps... Yeah. So I want you to do that. I want you to take a bath for 3 nights in a row. Put on some good music, maybe light some incense, some candles, you know, just kind of make it a very, very, you know, kind of loving place. you know.
Okay.
just kind of make it that place for yourself, and just really kind of so you can purify yourself. Also think about maybe doing a light detox, and that could be whatever you decide, but you really need to get into the place of purity so you can release all of these different energies away from yourself so that you can have clear mind and a pure heart when you're thinking. And so I want you to just be conscious of every time that you engage in this negative thinking that you're really sort of kind of shooting arrows back at yourself.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Give it about 5 days, and sort of that fog veil there is going to lift for you, and things are going to begin to open themselves back up. But it's important that you get back to that beautiful person that you are. That's important. That's what I want you to get back to. I don't want you to let other people's behavior now become a false identity of who you are now. So stop making these promises that I ain't never doing this shit again and I won't do this. Don't make those promises. Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, make sure you call back in or email and let us know how it goes as well, too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I sure will.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Peace, love.
Thank you. Peace, too.
Uh-huh. All right, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 313, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Greetings to mine.
Greetings. This is Debbie from Detroit.
Okay, greetings, Debbie from Detroit, Motor City.
Yes. I enjoyed writing down my 14 things tonight, and I'm looking forward to working on that.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, I had a question for you that I wanted to ask you months, or maybe 2 months ago, and I'm just not getting to you to ask. I had an experience with 4 cats in my yard out of nowhere. And it was the strangest experience. They just came out of nowhere, and they sat in my yard, and they kind of frightened me because it was 4 of them, and I've never seen 4 cats in my yard before like that. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't leave the house one day until they left, and they finally went away, and then maybe a couple of weeks later, one of them got in my car.
Mm.
And when I went to get in my car one morning, I opened the door, and this little cat is running around my car. Yeah, I was scared. I'm sure the cat was scared. And I had to call somebody over to get him out my car. And it was just the strangest summer, like I said, just that month with these cats. I mean, one, he sat up under my tire. She looked like she was pregnant or whatever. And then, like I said, I haven't seen them since. But it was just very strange. I don't live in a neighborhood where cats roam around like that. You know, it's always one, you know, to go from house to house. Everybody has that one.
Mm-hmm.
But 4, I was just devastated. But I know it means something. I knew it meant something, and I kept saying, I got to call in. And every time I would call, I would talk about something else. And I was like, nope, tonight I'm going to find out.
Well, you know, One of the things about cats is because I had a beautiful experience about two beautiful cats who showed at my window as well, too. But that really a beautiful positive sign, a positive omen from spirit. And then for the cats to end up in your car, in your vehicle, I want you to think about a couple of things because, you know, you said, wow, you said the cats were there, and I couldn't leave the house until the cats left, you know.
until the cats
had left, or, you know.
Then he got in my car. That, I mean, everybody I called, they were like, how did he get in your car? I said, my window was down, and I think he jumped off the garbage can into my car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
Clearly.
You know, really one of the things that I will tell you, and I'll just read this for you and tell you exactly what I'm picking up from here, is that the cats are there for a couple of reasons. Of course, we know the ancient goddess. When we start to think about the cat, we start to think about the cat. We think about the goddess Sekhmet. We can think about the goddess Aset. You know, all of these are symbolic of representing cat. But another thing of the cat is also, the cat is also called the pussy.
Oh.
Now, stay with me here. Trust. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, somebody in the chat room put that up, and I was just about to say that, but here's what I want to tell you about that. And I want you to think about your car, because the cat ended up in your car. So this is really about helping you on your life journey. It really is a representation. You can think of your vehicle almost like your body, almost like you. You know? So the cat was in there. But what the cat is really symbolic, or what they're trying to really kind of help you with, has a lot to do with your sexuality and how you just kind of cut yourself off from a lot of that energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It is.
I know that's not what you was expecting, but you know I bring what it is here. So I want
it.
You to, yes, I want you to understand that that's what it is. And so the cats were there to really kind of remind you of your sensuousness, to remind you that you are that feline, you are that feminine energy. And so the car is there of your vehicle, of how you're moving forward, and that you really need to begin to take care of your vehicle and really take care of those things, the cat, the pussy. Take care of your feminine side, that energy that lives within you. And so what I would recommend is that you get to working with the goddess Sekhmet. Lots of sexual energy, of course, you know, throughout the mythology, if you study the goddess Sekhmet, it will take you back to the goddess Hetheru, which has a lot of sexual energy in there, and really about tapping into that feminine side. Not to be misunderstood, this is not just about the pussy or the cat like we're talking about. It is to recognize that this was a strong symbol that really your higher self was sending to you, that they sent four of them to say, hello, kitty, kitty. You need to be thinking about kitty, kitty. What's going on for the kitty, kitty? What's happening for the kitty, kitty?
Yeah, that time period, yeah, I was not doing nothing and wasn't thinking about
it. Yeah, yeah.
But shortly after, I have entered into a little intimacy with someone, and it's been nice.
Well, good, good. And I want you to take this with you, too. The fact that you called in tonight and it's still on your mind, it says that you need to be purring a little bit more. Meow. You need to be getting your purring on a little bit more.
Okay. Because I was about to pull back a little bit from the guy. I was like, well, you know, this ain't really what I want, and, you know. But I guess not. Just enjoy the flow, as they say.
Yeah. Well,
hey,
it really...
Are you picking up on that?
Yeah, well, I really feel that it is a good place, but you have a lot of hang-ups when it comes to yourself and your body and how you express yourself sexually.
Yeah, I do.
You see, and, you know, this relationship is a little different because he kind of challenges you in that area.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say as long as it's safe and nobody gets hurt and we don't break no ceiling fans or no chandeliers, go for it.
Right. will do.
Yes. Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Yeah, I guess I needed to hear that.
Well, beautiful. I think it's beautiful energy. It's always beautiful when you're blessed, you know, with the cats to just come. And, you know, a lot of times we have to remind ourselves of that because we live in such a masculine-driven world. This is for men and for women. And then a lot of times, you know, to get back to the soft side of ourselves or the sensual side of ourselves, you know, when we have to just kind of hit the grind sometimes it's a little challenging, you know, to kind of make that switch all the time. And so, you know, thank goodness we have divine signs all around us to remind us of that. How beautiful is that, you know?
Wow, that's deep. That's deep. Yeah, but I honor the cat.
Definitely give some energy to the goddess Sekhmet. She will help you with that. Okay. And also the goddess Phrasia. Yeah, Phrasia, she's kind of real out there. She'll take a walk on the wild side, and she definitely represents the cat as well. So both of those goddesses there are some badass goddesses that will help you tap into the feminine energy in a very, very powerful way. Yeah.
Okay. And you said Phrasia? F-R-A.
Yes.
F-R-E-J-A,
I believe, if you look it up, that one, Phrasia. Yeah.
Okay. All righty then, Ms. Blue. Well, we'll give you a progress report.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay, then. Well, enjoy your night. Meow.
Here you go, meow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 406. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm James calling from Montana.
You're James calling from Montana. Greetings
to
you.
Yeah, when you talk about your kitty, I am furiously masturbating. I'm coming fucking buckets. Touch your pussy.
Well, good. We have your phone number, so we'll make sure all of that happens.
Good.
406-261 is James's number. 3821. Wow. Yeah, you know what time it is. You guys know what time it is. When powerful things are going down and the lights come on, all kinds of things come out. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 786. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. Hello?
Hello. Who's on the line?
Yes, this is Josh Neal calling from Miami, Florida.
What's your name?
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn?
Yes.
Okay, greetings to you.
Hi, I'm calling because I wanted to ask you about something. I want to know what you think about a few situations that's been happening to me. When I turned 30, for some reason, a whole bunch of things kept happening. And pretty much my whole life, I had a pretty good life. But when I turned 30, just one bad thing after another kept happening. So I just kind of know what is your input on that. For example, when I turned 30, I had my first daughter. She was born on 12/12/12. And my mother passed away. And mm-hmm. ever since then, just one bad thing after another.
Mm-hmm. So having your daughter was a bad thing?
Having my daughter was a good thing.
Okay. Because you just said having my daughter. You said what now? Go ahead.
It's just the date. I'm kind of curious about the date, the 12/12/12.
Mm-hmm. Well, 12/12/12 has passed. And there is so many different things about 12/12/12. And, you know, Brother Bobby Hemmett, who has been on the Remix, he spoke about 12/12/12 and talked about it and really helped us to understand that it was just going to be another day, as myself as well, too. Plenty of shows in archive when it comes to 12/12/12. Now, you know, a lot of that, and Brother Wayne Chandler also spoke about it. By the way, today is his birthday. Brother Wayne Chandler spoke about it as well, too. 12/12 was the day that the Mayan calendar stopped. And this was sort of a lot of interpretations of people who felt like somehow this was going to be the end of the world, and that somehow there was going to be sort of something that would be completely bad or terrible that will happen on this particular day of 12-12-12. 12, the number itself, when you start to look at the number 12 and depending on how we look at it, it's not a negative number at all. It adds up to the number 3 as well, but it's nothing negative of that. And if you want to say that things started to go wrong for you because I see you vibrating on that number 3, and as you're seeing number 3, it's like every time you feel that vibration or that energy that something negative is happening to you. Two things. One, if you believe it, it's so. We all know that. I mean, that's something that we all can say, and we will say that if you believe that this is something negative, then it definitely is going to be something negative for you. Does that make sense? That's the first thing that I want to talk about there.
Yeah, it does make sense because Dr. Blair said something similar to what you say. And another question I had was, turning 30, because, I mean, like I said, I had a decent life, but when I turned 30 this year, I just don't understand what's happening to me.
When is your birthday? When is your birthday? Tell me your birthday.
My birthday is February 25th, 1983.
Okay, go ahead. You were saying? I was just curious when your birthday was. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm just a little, like, I'm just kind of curious about turning 30 because up until 30, everything was great for me. But when I turned 30, I don't understand it. The good thing that happened to me when I turned 30 was the birth of my daughter. But after that, everything else just went upside down.
And, you know, my condolences. Go ahead.
I guess it's nothing because if it was something that I'm not knowing about the numbers or turning 30.
No. Well, here's something I want you to understand. People turn 30 every single day. You understand? And there's a lot of mythologies out there where they talk about 30 is the Saturn return, and that's all of that. That's a bunch of bullshit. 30 was a beautiful, amazing year for me, and I know so many other people who can attest to that. But here's what I want you to know, because a lot of what energetically we start to call to ourselves, things begin to happen for us, happen based on a lot of things that are going on in many different realities. And so I want you to just think about this for just a second. First, I want to give you my condolences, because one of the hardest things that we'll be challenged with as humans is the loss of a parent, a loss of a mother, a loss of a child, or any of that. So I don't care how well we feel we have gotten our understanding to be, that's difficult. And so I definitely can understand why, you know, losing your mother, that definitely is a marker. Definitely a marker in your life there for you. So definitely I want to send you love out there too. And here's the other thing. Because you believe that 30 is this curse for you, then here's something I want you to begin to flirt with. What is 31 for you? What's going to happen when you turn 31? Is it going to go better? Or do you believe that somehow your life is cursed at this particular time? I can tell you energetically, your energy that is around you is a lot of low frequencies based upon your thoughts that you're thinking. I don't see anything spiritually attached to you. I don't see that. That I don't see. If I seen that, I would tell you that. I don't see anything spiritually attached to you, but I do see that because of your own thinking, because it's about your level of awareness, what this is doing to your energy and to your magnetic field. And here's the thing. We all get to be right in our lives. And so if you keep saying that 30 Ever since 30, my life has been horrible. Then you have to be right. You have to be right now. You have to be right tomorrow. And you have to be right in the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense because one thing I try to do, I try to block out all the negativity. And I try to at least stay positive, although sometimes it's hard because I do know what I think.
Yeah.
Who I am is what I bring towards me, and also, but I want to share this with you before I go.
Yes, and I want to finish answering your question before you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One thing that I want to share with you is because when I first came to this country, I'm not originally from here. I was born in Haiti. And my background, my father was a voodoo priest in Haiti, and almost his entire family from my father's side were in that side. But one thing I noticed when I first got here, when I was back home, because I came here when I was 12, but when I was home, I used to eat nothing but natural food because that's what we had. We couldn't afford.
Yeah.
Imported food or imported food, so we ate natural things that we grew ourselves. And when I first came here, when I wanted something or when something was about to happen to me, within three days, if I wanted something to happen, it would come in a flash and it would happen within 3 days. Or I would sleep on it, then it would happen. Or if something bad was going to happen, before 3 days, I would see it. And then after a while, after a year or two, when I started incorporating myself into the American culture, meaning that eating the food that, you know, the other young kids were eating,
yeah.
And I started losing this ability that I had. And I noticed that. So when I at 17, I went back to my old ways. So I stopped watching TV and I changed my diet.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to fix myself, and now it's slowly coming back to me as it used to be before. So, I mean, when you ask me how do I see myself when I turn 31, I mean, I see good things happening. The only thing is I'm trying to get past.
Here is the thing, and thank you for that, yeah. Here is the thing that I would say to you, and thank you for that. And I'm glad that you found what is working for you. The reason I ask you is how you see yourself when you turn 31, because turning 31 and today is no different. So if you can see yourself in a different space at 31, then you should be able to see yourself in a different space right now. And therefore, you would not be saying that ever since I turned 30, that my life all of a sudden is gone bad. Does that make sense? Because there's no way that anything, we know that words and thoughts that we think today are creating our tomorrow. Here's the other thing. I challenge you with this. I don't ask you to do this. I challenge you with this. I challenge you to stop being reactive in your life. You said you knew that if you get a thought or a feeling, then something good would happen in 3 days or something bad would happen in 3 days. You are the creator in your life. So you don't have to wait 3 days. You don't have to wait 3 days for something good. You don't have to wait 3 days for something bad. How about you can make it happen today? And because you come from that lineage of your family being into the spirit realm and understanding that, evolve your consciousness to the work that you have put in already and make that activated for you today. So knowing something is one thing. I know a lot of people, and they know a whole lot of shit, they don't do nothing. So now it's time for you to begin to do something with all of this knowledge that's been passed down to you both spiritually and the knowledge that you have acquired yourself and begin to make those changes today. That's the challenge. The challenge is not to do it when you turn 31, but to do it right now. One of the reasons that you're struggling so much with this three energy and this number three is because in past life you died at the age of 30. That's also a thought that you thought sometime this year. You thought, wow, is this it for me? Is it over? Didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But this is a past life that you're dealing with here. And so one of the things that you can begin to do is really start to have complete acceptance of yourself, an acceptance of yourself of knowing that not only can you make things happen in the future, you can make things happen right now. You're not free falling in your own life, and you're certainly not going to die this year. So you don't have to wait till you turn 31. You could do it right now, today, on whatever part of the world you're in. So whether today is Friday or whether today is Sunday, you can start to make those changes today. But you got to do more than talk about it. You actually got to begin to put these things into action for yourself. So changing your diet is a beautiful thing, and I'm glad that that's working, because that is a step for you. If that's a path you've made for yourself and it's working for you, then you need to go back to it. You do. But you also need to start doing the other things, too, that you know as well. So don't be reactive in your life. Know that you are creating your life.
Yes, you're right. I have my emotional energy to move me towards action.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of this is from past life, you know. In a particular past life, you were 30 years old, and you actually died in this particular past life. And actually, this life did take place on the continent of Africa. It looks like it was somewhere in South Africa for you, and that actually died from food poisoning. And this is another reason why you're very particular about who you eat from, where you get the food from, and who has touched the food.
Okay, I have to let you know, my fiancé told me the last three statements you just made, my fiancé told me the exact thing a month ago, and I looked at it like she was crazy.
Well, she's not crazy, and you better start listening to her.
Well, she did exactly the same thing, and she also added into it that she used to know me from my past life before I died, and I looked at it like she was nuts.
I'm sure she did, because she would have to be with you. So that would be beautiful. So you got your answers, and you just got it confirmed here. So please, for Miss Blue, tell your fiancé I said thank you. Because it's good to know that women, sisters, are holding it down for our brothers. But you got to start listening. You got to start listening. You do.
Okay.
All right. So peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in from area code, where are you calling from? 317. 317.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Hello. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, this is Tyrone. Hello.
This who?
This Tyrone.
You know what? You know, Tyrone, where are you calling from?
I'm from Indianapolis.
Okay, Tyrone. If that's who you want to be tonight, we're going to let you be Tyrone.
All righty. I actually just had a question about, I've been having some issues now with this woman I've been dating for about 6 months or so. And we're in an interracial relationship, and it's about time that she wants me to meet her family, but her family doesn't know that I'm black. And I really don't know what to do or how to go about, you know, where to go from here, really.
Well, Tyrone, you've been dating her. Who cares what family thinks? You're trying to date her, not her family. So do
well,
what
her parents are the ones that's paying all our bills, though.
Okay. Well, they're paying all your bills, so they must love you, Tyrone. There you go. You got it, Tyrone. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling it. You know what? Oh, you know, people want so much attention. Till it is just so, it's so beautiful to know that you guys are out there activating these energy grids all over the world. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 931. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Danelle. I'm calling from Tennessee.
Tennessee. Hi, Danelle. Yes. From Tennessee.
How you doing?
I'm good. Do you have me on speaker?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I got you. I'm listening to the internet. I'm actually listening to the internet, so I paused it.
Yeah, make sure you cut off the speaker. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, cut off.
I just...
Okay.
Yes, I apologize. I just wanted to ask, what was, like, do I have, or do you see any spirit guides around me in so many words? Because I would want to acknowledge them and get one to basically better the energy for me and mine in so many words.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Tell me why I would see musical notes around you.
That's basically what I do. I mean, that's basically who I am. I take myself as somebody that indulges in music. But I spoke to you last week, I believe, and you gave me a few readings that was on point. But I guess because I deal with music in so many words. And that's basically, you know, my love, one of my
loves. Thank you for refreshing my memory, because I don't remember, you know, when I do readings, I don't save that information. I would be crazy as hell, and y'all wouldn't even talk to me. But let me ask you a question. Are you platinum?
Am I platinum far as a selling?
Is that part of your name? Is that part of your name? Did you send me an email?
No, ma'am. No, my name is not platinum. No, ma'am.
No.
I go by King Latine. I take myself as King Latine. I even call myself King Latine in my subconscious, if you want to call it conscious.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. You do have spirit guides around you. I don't know how many spirit guides if told you before, but I'm going to tell you what I see right now. Right now, I see a total of 8 spirit guides around you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's funny. I made an emblem where I work, where it's basically and made the 8, but I wear the 8 in so many words on me. But I just wanted to get more info.
Okay, well, you have 8 spirit guides around you, and one of the main spirit guides that you have around you is a woman, and trying to see where she's from. She looked like she might be from Ethiopia.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe coming out of ancient times in there, somewhere in Ethiopia. And she looked like she may be about 24, 25 years old. But your spirit guides are here to help you with creativity. And they're also here to help you when it comes to, of course, really about emotions and pure love and spirituality, you know, really helping you with that particular energy, and also helping you with helping you really kind of see your own power. It's about infinity. About sort of a lot of the things that we would call, sort of that infinite energy, you know, to recognize that there is no ending with you. You kind of have a bad time with ending.
Okay. Right. I want to thank you, too. The woman that was from 314 was my wife. I just wanted to thank you for giving her that reading.
Okay, well, beautiful.
Yeah, I want to thank you, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I appreciate the work that you're doing as well.
Okay, well, blessings to both of you guys. Peace and love, peace and love.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 301. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, how are you?
301.
Can you hear me?
I'm wonderful. Hello? Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Amanda. This is Amanda. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello?
Amanda, did you just call in? Yes, can you hear me?
No, this is the other Amanda from Maryland.
Oh, okay. Greetings to you, Amanda from Maryland.
Yes. I'm actually calling for a friend. Actually, I'm going to pass the phone because she has a question for you. Is that fine?
That's fine.
Okay. Hold on one sec.
Hello?
Hello, Greens.
Hi, Ms. Blue. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I was wondering if... I'm sorry?
What's your name?
My name is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I was wondering if there's any way you can connect with my father.
Well, let's see. Let's see if we can connect with your father. Let's see. You know, sometimes it's a little tricky, you know. Sometimes they don't want to be bothered. You know, they got to kind of lower frequency to kind of get to us. Let's see, Victoria. Let's see if we can connect with your father. Let's see if I can read your father. It looks like, Victoria, how long has your dad been gone? Not that long? Just a couple of, wait. Don't say nothing. It doesn't seem like he's made his transition. What is it, about 5 or 6 years?
No, it hasn't.
How long has it been?
It's been 10 years, actually.
10 years. Okay, it feels like about 4 or 5 years. And one of the reasons that I would say that is because, and I want you to help me understand this, because one of the things that your father is saying is that he ran out of time. Does that make sense when I say he says he ran out of time? And he's saying that where he is, you know, time is only that thing on earth, but it was almost as if he ran out of time. I feel like his passing was a little early. It was a little sudden for him.
It was, actually.
It was sudden.
He was stabbed.
Okay, so this would explain him falling, and he was, yeah. But the main thing was he ran out of time, and that's one of the main messages that he's sending. So let's just try to see here. I'm going to see if I can, what else I can pick up for that. But the main thing is he's saying he's sorry he ran out of time because it's almost as if he was fighting for his life. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like he was trying to stay alive long enough. So he could, but he ran out of time. Also, the other thing is, where were you? Because you weren't nowhere around when this happened. Were you in a different state? Where were you? A different place? What was going on?
Yeah, I was in a completely another state when this happened.
Okay, so that was the other thing that he was saying. Also, there had been sort of some... there's been distance between you guys, and he's saying how much he really loved you, but he ran out of time, and he really was in the process of trying to get things back in line for his life and his order, back in life. Does that make sense?
It does a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he definitely, that's sort of the main thing. He was a little confused, though. About what happened. And so maybe that feels like instead of him being gone for 10 years, he feels like it's only been 5 or 6 because he did spend some time sort of kind of, I call them the healing temples, where he went into the healing temples to really kind of heal his physical body. Because even though he was stabbed, it seemed like he had some other ailments going on with his body. Yeah. Yeah, who is the name that starts? Who is there? Somebody named Winston or somebody with a W? Who would that be? Win sounds
that's
like
probably one of his friend. His friend's name was Winslow.
Maybe it's Winslow. I don't want to make Winston into Winslow, but it sounded like. I've never heard that name. Well, he's saying something about this particular guy. Okay, so did he have, like, another family or something somewhere else?
Did he have – yeah, he did, possibly.
Okay. the main thing that he's saying is that he wants you to know that he's always loved you. And even though he didn't really express that as much as possible, or he should have or could have, but he ran out of time. And he's also saying he wish he would have took the time to just have been a little bit more active in your life and with you. He just really says that, you know, that time thing is there for him. Do you have a brother?
No, I actually don't. I thought I might have.
Because he's saying something. I don't know if that's his brother or a brother. You have an uncle?
Yeah, I do have uncles.
Okay. And, you know, that's the main thing, you know, is that he says that his life, he just felt like his life was rushed and he never had enough time to do all the things that he really wanted to do it the way that he wanted to do. Now, who was the alcoholic? Because I see him with a lot of bottles. Was that him?
No, he was never a drinker.
So who's the drinker? Because he's making reference to a lot of alcohol and bottles.
I have no idea who the drinker could be.
Somebody is a drinker. He's making reference to the alcoholic and the drinking that there. Yeah. But definitely the main thing, he wants you to know that he loves you and that he wants you to not have some of the habit that he had, and that is you're rushing through your life as well, making a lot of mistakes based on time. Does that make sense? And he's saying he doesn't want you to end up doing new time. So it really is about you getting your life in order as well, and really sort of making sure that you know that you have enough time, that you don't have to rush and do things. Because a lot of what's going on with you at this particular time is that you're doing the same thing. You're rushing and you're making mistakes. And you're making bad decisions, and you're doing things that you shouldn't have done and wish you hadn't have done and wanted to come back and not do. And he's saying one thing that he's learned from being over here is that you can't get back time, you know. Now he's in a place where time doesn't exist, but here he's telling you that you definitely need to make sure that you don't rush into things. Don't rush into things.
Okay, Ms. Blue, and I was also wondering, is there anything particular I should be doing?
Yeah, there are some things that you should well, let me digress, as far as what?
Well, moving on in life, because I've been stuck for a while.
Yeah, you've been stuck for a while.
Yes, I have been.
No. I know you have. I just seen something else. But, yeah, you know, when you say, is something you should be doing, of course, I mean, you know that there are things that you should be doing. But the number one thing that you need to do is to learn how to love you. And that's been the most challenging thing for yourself. Is really learning how to love yourself. And I know we throw that word around, and it seems like it's sort of a cliche statement, but it really is the truth. Because a lot of things you won't do, you don't do, because you just don't have enough love for yourself to do it. You understand? You're waiting for someone else to come along to tell you to do it, to take care of yourself and, you know, really begin to get yourself up and give yourself a purpose, you know, to give yourself a purpose to move yourself forward, to do the things that you need to do. And it's like you're waiting for somebody else to give you a purpose to live. Don't let a tragedy happen. And this is why your father is coming so strong through to tell you about time, to stop wasting so much time. And then stop rushing and making bad decisions with your time. You know, the best way to be able to get a handle on time is to start loving yourself and knowing yourself. Because when you begin to put yourself first, when you begin to make you Victoria number one, then everyone else in your life becomes number one to you.
Okay, Ms. Blue. Well, I do appreciate it, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you, and your father is around you all the time. I know you have a picture of him that you carry with you.
Oh, wow. I do, actually.
Of course. Yeah, he just told me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's always with you. Whether you have the picture or not, he's always with you. And he's watching you. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Oh, and by the way, my mom wants to know, does my father know who her next husband is? Or her next victim, as she likes to call him?
Her next victim? Oh, my God!
Victim.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you this. He's actually laughing about that because he's saying he ran the last one off.
Ooh. Oh, Mom. I'm sorry. Dad ran him off. Okay.
He ran the last one.
Well, thank you. Much peace and love, Ms. Blue.
All right. Well, peace and love to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Too funny. Oh, that's beautiful. I love it when spirits come through and really kind of bring message, you know, because normally, you know how we say about time, there is no time, you know, time is just an illusion of this. And her father came through, and that's the main thing that he was saying, is that he ran out of time, you know, and just really be mindful of time, you know. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Rakia. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Rakia. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I just wanted to call, and I was doing the, you know, the activity that we was doing earlier. And the main thing that's kind of been with me lately is I'm trying to really, how can I say it? Like, I'm trying to clear myself. I'm trying to be in tune because I'm to a point where I'm ready to, you know, see my divine purpose. I'm ready to find my purpose and just to carry out that spiritual work. And so I feel like I can't really see where that is or what direction I need to be going to kind of see that for myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the beautiful things about our purpose is that I know a lot of times we say that we're looking for our purpose. We want to know what our spiritual purpose is, our divine purpose, you know, what that is. And one of the things that I want you to be mindful of is that everything that you do is your purpose. You're always living your purpose. You cannot not live it. You're always doing it. And when you start to come from that particular approach, you know that it's going to be something connected to you in your heart. It's going to be something that you do. It's something that you lose yourself in. It really is that. And one of the easiest ways to get in touch with that is really to begin to spend time with nature and really take your mind off of it and look at your divine purpose as being you. I know that my divine purpose is being me, Miss Blue. That's everything. It's from whether I'm here and I'm talking to you guys on the remix or if I'm out with my friends and having lunch or I'm with my children or with family and loved ones, I'm always living my purpose.
Okay.
You understand? Whether I'm at McDonald's flipping burgers or whether I'm washing my car or sweeping the floor, I'm living my divine purpose. But I get what you're saying, that you want to know what is that thing. But this is what I challenge you to do. Take it off of a label and recognize it as you. And that's when the magic will start to open up for you. That's when things will start to explore themselves more for you. Do you have the Know Your Magic audio workbook?
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah. You ain't been doing it, have you? I already know.
No, I haven't been doing it, Ms. Blue. I'm not even going to say otherwise.
Right. And the reason I say that is because Spirit sort of just really kind of led me into that, is that if you go through that, you're going to run into your divine purpose. You have no other choice but to it.
Okay.
And there's people in the chat room going, yeah, you need to do it, caller, because I get stories every single day from brothers and sisters all over the world, and they tell me, oh, my gosh, I was doing this session, and all of a sudden this started coming to me, and next thing you know, I was doing this business, and this idea came to me. Next thing you know, I'm going back to school, or I thought about this. All kinds of things will come out of you.
Sure.
Because you are that divine purpose. So really start to work with the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It is some true gems in there.
Okay,
you have
I'll do that.
Beautiful energy, and I know you know. You're like, oh, Ms. Blue, I know I'm here. I know I'm here for something great. And I agree with you 1,000%. But I want you to know that that greatness there, I don't give a damn what you're doing, is there.
Okay, all right. Oh, I wanted to ask one more thing, Ms. Blue, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I wanted to know, is it possible? I'm pregnant right now, and I want to know if it was possible if you could see,
please,
with the face of the baby.
I know it's somebody else on the line. You know, you guys always give me this, and I'm going to tell you, y'all know I don't like to do this. I don't like to do this. Even though I will say, my track record is great. I'm right on spot with it. I really don't like to say, because I'm going to tell you what happened. I'll tell you this story. There was a sister. She called in. She said, you know, Miss Blue, I called in once and you gave me a reading. And I said, I'm pregnant with a baby. You went through the whole thing, how you don't want to do it. But you told me. I said, well, what am I having? And you told me I was having a girl. She said, 3 months later, I called back in and I asked you again, and you said I was having a boy. She said, I just want to let you know that you were right, because I had twins, a girl and a boy.
Wow.
So I say all of that to say, like, how far along are you? Like 3-4 months?
I'm almost 4 months.
Uh-huh, about 3-4 months. Ooh,
yeah.
Wee. I don't know. I don't like. See, the babies don't like me fooling with them. Babies don't. They think, Miss Blue, don't my parents be tripping. Like, don't be, you know, telling you that. But I will. You know, I'm feeling. I don't know. Let's do this. I want you to get at least 4 to 5 months, and I want you to call me back, because I don't want to say it right now, because both of y'all will be on the phone kind of leaning back. Just call me back. call me back. I want you to make the promise that when you get about 4 months, close to 5 months, call back in, and then we'll do it then, because I'm seeing something right now. I'm like, ooh, wee. So, yeah, call me back.
Okay, all right. I'll do that, Ms. Blue. I mean, my daughter, she's 6, and she keeps telling us we have a twin.
Well,
I don't know, baby, about that baby.
I'm inclined with baby girl, but we going to have you call back in.
All right, we'll do that, Ms. Blue. I'll give you a call back, and thank you for everything. I appreciate it. I got everything that you were saying. So.
Okay, well, peace and love to you. All right.
Peace, Ms. Blue. Thanks.
You're welcome. Ooh, I didn't want to say that. I'm like, ooh, I want to tell them now. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. This is Afia from Arkansas.
Okay, greetings to you, Afia from Arkansas. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good, good. Well, the remix is off the chain tonight. I don't know who left the gates open. But
yeah.
It's off the chain. Well, the reason I'm calling in is because I was washing dishes and then the phone just said, I'm trying to make sure I was off the queue and the phone just came on and said, you are in the host queue. So I felt spiritually, hey, for some reason you need to to talk. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say thank you because I have been so, like, blind. I have had so many readings and called in and talked to different things, and I'm just now realizing that love is everything, you know. And tonight's show, when we're talking about a star and a set, and we're just talking about, I mean, what did that, what was able to remember the body of a star was, I said, love, you know.
Yes. That's it.
So I'm doing a lot on studying love right now, and
love is the only thing.
Having a lot of realization.
Yeah, that's beautiful because this is what I'm all about. This is what the remix is all about. I always say that love is the only thing that's real. That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Mm-hmm. There is. That's it. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yes, I don't really have I guess I could have a question. My grandfather.
No. I was going to say, don't fake a question now. Now, you just got through talking about love. Let's not fake a question.
No, it's not fake. It's still love. No, it's not fake.
Well, good. Okay.
my grandfather.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my grandfather's been on my mind a lot today and thinking about love and the innocence of love. And I love my grandfather on my dad's side. And I just want to know, do you see him with me? I know he's with me because, I mean, you know, it always comes up. He always told me, don't fall for any wooden nickels, you know.
Mm.
And that comes up all the time with me, of course.
And I know he's there.
I'm asking, but I know he's there.
Yeah, he is definitely around you. And one of the things that he says is that he speaks to you a lot through nature, through when you're outside in different ways. He speaks through you, speaks to you, to be around you. Yeah, your grandfather, he looks like he's a kind of slender gentleman. Yeah. He said it definitely was his time to go, though. No confusion on that. He said, you know, it was his time. And he definitely, very wise brother. Yeah, that song, we can apply it to him. Papa was a Rolling Stone, but as he got older, he got wiser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He got much wiser. A lot of love for his family. He's all around his family, children and everyone. It does look like there is sort of a child with him. Did someone lose a child, a baby, early?
It could be. He had 13 children, so
This looks like, okay. Are you his, why would he be holding up the number 3 for you? What are you, the 3 to him? Did her call drop? Her call dropped. Grandpa was about to go in. Oh, her call dropped. I don't know if she can get back in. So, not sure. Let me see. See if she calls back in. All right. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678. Okay, we'll come back. calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Keisha. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings, Keisha from Chicago.
Hi. I was calling to see how many spirit guides I had and if you could tell me anything about them.
Have a total of 3 spirit guides that are around you right now. And who's on the line?
Keisha?
Okay, Keisha. You have 3 spirit guides that are with you at this particular time. What was the other question you wanted to ask me?
If you could tell me anything about them. Because I remember a lot of my dreams, and I kind of have a sense that 2 of the people that I met in my dreams are, like, around me.
Well, I'll tell you
like
this.
I've met them before, I guess.
Yeah. One of your spirit guides is from Italy. Somewhere around the 14th century. She looks like she's coming out of that particular era, and she has a flower in her hair and just this beautiful dress on coming out of a particular time. You have a lot, this particular spirit guide had a lot to do with being connected with what we would call witches, a lot of witch energy, so for one of them. So, yeah, I'm quite sure. So you were saying about your dreams?
Like, I have a sense that the ones that I remember, that they're... Mm-hmm. Maybe people that I knew before, or maybe spirit guides. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that can happen too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That definitely happened. Like, really, I get a feel for this particular spirit guide coming out of Italy in the 14th century. That this was definitely connected with you through a past life. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes our spirit guides cannot. They can be people we don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't always. I don't see them that way all the time. Your spirit guides can be people you don't know that's not connected to you. Like, I consider the ancestors a little different than spirit guides, but this spirit guide, and it's often that these are people we've met. Sometimes we have. Sometimes we've never met them at all. Don't have any connection. But you have a connection with her. And she has a flower in her hair, and she has on a dress, lots of colors in it. And, yeah, she's one of your spirit guides, and she's a witch. But she's here really to help you with those things about inner beauty and really understanding things of yourself and just owning and being empowered within yourself, which is something that you struggle with, you know? So, yeah. That's what I could tell you. And then it looks like you have a gentleman as one of your spirit guides. He's a gentleman. And then there is also a young child. She looks like she may be about 8 or 9 years old.
Wow. So what would you suggest that I do to, like, connect with them? I heard you say earlier that, you know, maybe set up an altar.
Well, you know, not necessarily set up an altar for them, but really, you know, that is a way. You can go back and look at the archives, because we have shows about setting up your altar and getting things together for your spirit, for ancestors, to connect with the ancestors. When it comes to your spirit guides that they are around you, really just set the intention. One of the best ways is before you go to sleep, because that just really, when the conscious mind just sort of kind of drops its guard down, and it will allow things to happen. So before you go to sleep and before you get in the bed, just set the intention that you would like for them to show up in your dreams, to see them. And it's even possible that you'll even see more who are around you, spirit guides, ancestors, different gods and goddesses, you know, they're all around us and, you know, very, very close to us. So, you know, before you go to sleep, you could just set the intention to show it to you through dreams. Dreams is one of those ways, a good way in for you, and that you're good at being able to set those intentions and be able to do that with dreams and just be open to having it. And once you make that connection, and sometimes it will come through signs and symbols or whatever, you may see a picture. You may be out and about tomorrow, and just this picture I'm describing, you may see a picture, a piece of artwork or a statue or something, and it just sort of kind of catch that spark for you. You want again to make that connection and recognize that, to know that it is happening, and it is happening all around you at all times. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Got some good energy going on around you. Lots of love energy.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I was just rubbing my baby's head. He's not feeling that well. So trying to help him make, you know, help him feel better.
Yeah.
A little bit of a cold, so.
He has the cold. How old is he?
He's one.
He's one? Yeah, check his two. It feels like he's teething. His molars or something may be coming in.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because check in back of his mouth. That may be also where some of the, you know, some of the symptoms are coming in, yeah. But lots of love around you, yeah. Real beautiful energy.
Thank you.
All right. And much love to the baby. Hope it feels better.
Thank you.
All right. Well, peace and love. Hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 407, you're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello? Greetings.
Hello?
Can you hear
greetings?
Me?
I certainly
hello?
Can.
Hi, Ms. Blue. My name is Dawn. I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Okay, greetings. Dawn, why we sound like we in an empty vault?
You know, because I came into a room, another room out of my bedroom, so I wouldn't wake up my husband because he's sleeping.
Okay. Well,
so
don't
let me go. Now I'm in the hall. So it does it sound better?
Yeah. Don't wake Hattie up.
Okay. Thanks. I want you to know that I'm new to the remix. I have only been listening to you for a month.
Oh,
and
wow.
I found it wasn't an accident. I know that it wasn't, but it was at the right time. I'm feeling really confused and lost. I moved from up north to Florida, and I saw this move happen in a vision. I knew I was going to be moving, but I feel I don't feel like.
Grounded.
I don't know if this is if this move. I know it was a good thing because my kids are happy in school and my husband's happy at work, but I'm doing nothing.
Right.
And I just
And it takes a little bit of time of adjusting. You know, one of the things I will tell you is that immediately when I came on the line, I seen this tree, but I seen this woman as a tree, but I seen your roots on top. And so what is happening is that you have to be able to ground yourself where you are. It's just taking you a little bit longer to sort of kind of get yourself grounded. You're working on trying to get everybody else settled so you can get yourself settled. And as a result of it, you're not settled, you see. So everybody else is kind of fitting themselves in there. I'll let you ask your question and we'll go from there.
I just had a loss in my family on the 15th of October. And he's, thank you, he's very, very close to me. We called each other sister and brother, but he was my first cousin. And mm-hmm. he died very suddenly from heart failure at 46. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like I should have been there with him.
No.
But he was in.
And here is the message. He clearly comes in very, very abruptly. And he wants you to know that it was painless for him. He wasn't in any pain. So he didn't feel anything, and he didn't want you to worry and don't hold any kind of guilt or any kind of, if you were there, because you feel like if you was there, you could have done something different. He would have called you and told you he wasn't feeling well, and you could have gotten to the hospital. He's saying, stop all of that shit. None of that. Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah. He said, stop all of that. He said, it was painless for him, and he doesn't want you to worry about him, and he wants you to know this, and he said you really will understand this, that his mind is free now.
Mm-hmm.
That he is so free now, but he doesn't want you to hold no guilt. He said he was cheering for y'all while y'all was driving and getting yourselves down the road and going where you were going. He was so happy that you were not there, because he knew it would have been worse if you were there on you. Yeah. Yeah. He said, stop all of that. And also the other thing he's telling me is that you are feeling guilty. You didn't go back for the funeral?
I didn't go. He's really talking to you. I didn't go.
He said he's so glad. He said, don't hold any guilt about any of this. Don't hold any of it. He is free. He is happier. He can run around. He could do everything. And he don't have to worry about anything. So he said, let go of guilt. Yes. No, not at all, sweetie. Not at all.
Miss Blue, he is talking to you. I didn't go, and I didn't know how he felt about that, because I just couldn't be around my family. I just felt like they were not real, and I was angry.
No.
I felt like he was stolen from Arkansas and sent to Philadelphia without the proper people in Arkansas never got a chance to say goodbye to him, and I was so angry. I was so angry with everybody. And they sent him to Philadelphia and to have a funeral there, and he's not buried with anybody that he knows, and it was just a big mess. It was a whole mess.
Yes. And that's why he's telling you, don't worry about me. Don't worry about it. He is so glad he did not want you to have to go through that. He's glad you didn't come to the funeral at all. The main thing he's telling you is, what is this, wait a minute, is it a shirt that he got for you or something, not a dress? It's something, it looks like a top or something that, I don't know what it is there. Either it was with you when you picked it. You guys got it. It's something that you had that you guys have together. But he's saying you got pictures, you got his real memories, and you knew who he really was. And so he says his death was painless, and not to worry because his mind is free. He's free, you know, and he's not there anyway. He didn't want to be this, and he's still around you, your children. He's there. He said, don't worry about none of that shit. Don't worry about none of that.
I received the envelope today. I didn't open it, from his ex-wife who was there for him while he was sick, and he was in the hospital from the 7th to the 15th. I received the envelope from her today full of pictures. I didn't open it, though.
Okay. Well, that's the pictures. You need to get it, because he wants you to have that. He wanted you to have it. Wanted you to have it, yeah.
It just came in the mail today.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. I love it. But he said, yeah, he said he's so glad you wasn't at the funeral. Don't release all that guilt. He said, no, none of that. Just divine confirmation for you. Mm-hmm. Just I love. Yes.
Thank you so much. Now you know what you got to do.
Yes, now you can put those roots in the ground where you are because he is around you. And it's some shirt that he loves that you wear. He thinks you look beautiful in it. And the shirt looks like it has some sort of, it's like multicolored. I don't know what it is. Maybe you'll figure out what it is.
I'm colorful. I like a lot of colors. So I gotta look through my stuff and see what he's talking about.
Yes,
oh, my God.
He loves that shirt on you. He loves those colors on you. He said, keep doing what you're doing and just living your life and being with your family. He sends you love. And he said he's so glad you was not there. None of that. He said his mind is free. He good to go. He's good. Don't worry about none of that.
That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful.
Yes.
I love you. Thank you so much. Yes. I'm so happy. And I pressed one. I've been listening to your show for a month, and I was afraid to call. So tonight was the first time. And I couldn't call when he passed. I wanted to, but that week was so hard, and the next week was so hard. And they didn't bury him until the 25th, and I felt like they just stole him and have him sitting around for 2 weeks for nothing. He could have had a service in Arkansas. People could have said goodbye.
But here's the thing that is so divine. He actually went into the healing chambers. And while he was there, he was doing his work on the other side and getting himself back to where he was. That's why the first thing he told me was, let her know this is painless. You know, he didn't feel no pain. None of it. He's to go. Worry about him. He's great. And open the envelope because it's you. He made sure you had some things from him.
I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to open it. I'm going to open it now. I'm so excited. I make a lot of oils and a lot of I make my own oils, which are really good for acne and hair. I've been giving them to a few people, but I haven't sold them. Do you see me doing that?
Yes, you need to get into all of that. Let me ask you something. Is there a tree in your yard where you're living at now?
I don't have a tree in my yard. I go hug a tree across the street from me at a lake. I live in a beautiful area. It's the trees and everything. And I left Philadelphia and I was talking to the trees every day. I felt like they were talking to me. I felt like the leaves were talking to me. The air was talking to me. And here, I talk to the trees here. I ride my bike in the morning and I just talk. It's across the street.
Okay, it's across the street. Well, I see this beautiful tree. Well, you definitely want to send some love. You want to send some love and just really sit next to the tree with your back up against the tree and feet planted on the ground. And I want you to use that sort of as your meditation and just allow your roots to now come into this space. So all that beautiful energy had from your last place where you were, this energy is here. I know you were upset about what happened to your brother, your cousin, but I'm so glad you called in to get this confirmation. Cause he's good. Like, shit, I'm good, girl. You better do it. I'm good, you know. He said he's looking forward to you to carrying it, all the things that you guys would talk about and laugh about. He wants you to make all those dreams come true. He said he is right here rooting for you every step of the way. Every step of the way. Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I'm so happy. This has been the saddest 2 weeks ever. I'm so happy. I didn't know how he felt about me not coming, and I think about that.
He's good. He's good with you. He's glad you were not there. So glad. So glad. He's laughing about it. He is so glad you wasn't there. Yes. So beautiful.
Ms. Blue, this means so much to me, and I just want to thank you. I want to thank you that all of your the calls that you handle, the people that you talk to, the advice that you give, it's just phenomenal, and it's this is like groundbreaking science, and I just want to say thank you, because when I listen to it, I feel like everybody that calls, I get a piece of something from everybody that calls, and the answers that you give them and their questions, I feel like it's all of us together, and my questions are answered as well. So I just want to say thank you, and peace be with you at all times for all the stuff that you do, and give you rest, too, because this has to be, you know, tiring.
No, not at all. It is so loving, but I thank you so much. You know, that feedback and just to be able to, you know, to be, you know, all of us to be here growing up, as I call it, on Earth, and learning and sharing and just kind of sharing love with each other, because this is what I created this platform for, and this is what my intention always is, to bring us back to that to live in every time that we can do it, and through every single person that gets to be able to bring themselves into that space of love and be able to, is just power for all of us. And so, it's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to talk to the tree tomorrow and find out.
Tomorrow. Yeah, he's a big old teddy bear. He actually just gave me a hug and a kiss. So your cousin, he's something else.
Thank you. Maybe I'll have a house, and I'll own my own house with a tree in the backyard.
Yes. Soon to come. So peace and love to you and the family.
Peace and love to you. Thank you so much. Bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, wow. That was beautiful, you guys. We are in the after hours. So if you're listening to the call, then you got to know we're in the after hours. What an amazing call. It's always beautiful when we can get divine confirmation, you know. That's something that I've always known, is that this world and the world that we call the spirit world is really, these two worlds have merged themselves together, and it's so much closer. It is so much more connected than anything that can ever be. And I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful to just for all of us to be able to have platforms, be able to come together, to be able to share energy, share stories, share thoughts, and just for me to be able to share my work, and so that you guys can do that. And I know that you know, we're all here growing up on Earth and loving life, and you know, just on this journey, on this path, activating the energy grid of Osiris was the area tonight. Just beautiful energy. I just want everybody to go back and definitely download this show, and as well as all the other shows. Go through 1 through 13, all the way down to 14. Go through that. Just some profound transformations, profound things are coming through on that, and just so much come for you guys. And as much in me, I'm going to be pouring all of that out. For those of you who are self-invested, we will be getting it in tomorrow. So those details will be coming to you. We're going to be in the workshop. We're going to be talking about that frequency, that currency of money, and we're going to be talking about that in a big way. Of course, we'll be back here in the remix on Sunday night, doing what we do always in the remix. It is the weekend, guys. Definitely, you know what to do if you like this. I definitely want you to like it. Like it over on Facebook. Like it right here. Like it on iTunes. If you love it, leave a comment. You know, leave a comment about that. Send me an email, question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. If you want to inquire about a reading with one of the priestesses, you can do that, or the reading with Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. You could do that as well. And wow, yes. Don't forget the two decks coming soon. One from yours truly, Miss Blue. Magic in the Dark is coming. It is a deck. It definitely, the energy is being channeled from the other side of the Milky Way. And then Brother Bilal has that deck coming. That's going to be infusing a whole lot of different things together. You'll have numerology. You'll have the planets, the phases of the moon. You'll have the planets. You'll have the numbers, the singles, the triples, the quadruple. You'll have all of that and so much more in that deck. That deck is just going to be packed with all of those things that is out there. And just amazing. It's been a great share here tonight. I love hearing from you guys as always, and talking to you about what's going on in your life, and being able to share that with you. And it's just a beautiful thing, growing up, being here on Earth with this soul group at this particular time. I would have it no other way, you know. And so I'm glad to be here on the planet, aren't you? Well, peace and love, you guys. We're going to get out of here. Yes, we are. I had a full week this week. Full week of readings, and oh my goodness, the priestesshood. We had a full week, self-invested tomorrow, so much stuff going on, and just beautiful energy everywhere. So we're going to get ready to get out of here, you guys, until Sunday night. I'll see you guys back then. So peace and love to everybody out there. Peace and love. Much love to the ancestors, and much love to Brother Bobby Hemmett. We're going to send him love and light as well. Don't forget, you guys, you can still give those donations to Brother Bobby Hemmett and his Queen Linda as well. Sending thoughts and love to them always out there, always, and to everybody else that's here. And, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful space that we're in, place that we're in, and just so glad to be here with you guys, at this particular time. So until Sunday night, I'm looking for something to play for us as we get ready to, close out. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love.
I'm a soldier of love.